What was it? I was sick. I had like a sinus infection or something. And he was like,
"Science infection."
Oh, you gotta have sex. That's what it is. He's like, "You gotta get it out."
Brian McFly can vouch for the histamine response.
Oh yeah, histamine response. But also, I think what he's trying to say is that like all the stuff that you're coughing out, like from your sinuses, that's backed up semen.
Yeah.
So he was.
That's what he was saying.
It's your viral load, dude.
He said it. He was like, you got to get it out of you.
Otherwise
it goes into your sinuses and you cough it out.
You think that's mucus? No, it's cum.
Yeah.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. How are you feeling? Listen, Grizzly House, Gemini Jackson, Summer of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dude?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Let's get it started.
How about this before we get started?
What's
Burrito.
That?
Burrito. Mm. Carnival.
Carnival?
Yeah, does that mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't.
You piece of shit.
Why did you think that it meant something to him?
Because it does, and he fucking forgot.
Should I tell him what it is first?
Yeah, please tell him.
Carnival.
Carnival, yeah. The arcade.
Oh, that sounds familiar now.
It doesn't.
You're
going to have to explain more, Arthur.
It's a shooting game where you had plastic guns. You were at a circus.
It's like your Area 51 knockoff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think it meant that much to Burrito. I don't think it meant as much to Burrito as it meant to you.
Gemini
thinking
Jackson.
It meant
thinking
something
it's something
to Burrito.
To Burrito.
No, man, we beat that game.
Oh, that's it? No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Did we?
Yeah, it took like $10.
You beat it together on $10.
Aren't you talking about House of the Dead?
House of the Dead.
Oh, okay, so it's such a shit.
That's the same fucking game.
Almost. That one took place at a... House
yeah, it
of
was
the
zombies.
Yeah, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Rob Carnival zombies. Was a circus
yeah,
version.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Carnival? It was fun. No, House of the Dead's better.
House of the Dead. I think it was a third
it was
version.
Three. You're
maybe.
Right.
Yeah, House of the Dead 3. Yeah.
Wow.
I knew you'd remember.
Was that $10 ago?
I knew you'd remember. The correct game.
I knew you'd remember, you fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd.
Was that the only game you guys beat together?
No, we beat multiple games. We used to go to the arcades all the time.
Yeah, but it was at the arcade.
It was at the arcade, like, is the issue.
That's what I'm asking.
It wasn't like...
Did y'all beat the meat together as well?
No, we never did that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just the game, huh?
Just the game. Just the game, Jim.
Jim?
Yeah, Jim. Art the Arbiter. Item, title, and options misled.
All right, so I heard about this website called Etsy. You guys ever heard of this?
No.
It's like a... They sell stuff.
Yeah, like bitches sell stuff to other independent
something
bitches.
Something like that, yeah. But forever, I don't know how long it's been around, but I've just like now discovered this, right?
Wow.
Yeah, like where are you guys at with this
Wait,
website?
You it's really fine. Just did?
I mean, in terms of like how their system works.
It's
okay,
fine.
I don't think I know their system, really.
So people put up their goods.
It's like a booth
sale.
At the...
it's like a
farmer's
booth.
Market.
Yeah, farmers
it's a farmer's market. It's the online
craft
farmer's market.
It's overpriced like goods. Overpriced crafts.
Handmade crafts.
Yeah. But there's still a lot of things you could get at like a good price and like one or two of them if you needed to. And anyways, like the thing about this site is that if you wanted to sort by price, they'll have like a listing.
Oh,
like, say
yeah.
something's made of like silver, it's going to cost you like $20.
But yeah.
If it was like in gold, it costs you like $200.
I know what you're going to say.
That's the description today. It's like the item, title, and options are misleading.
Yeah.
And so the titles say 24 karat gold necklace or some shit, 14 karat gold necklace or something. For like $28.
Here's the question. Are they doing it on purpose?
They're doing it on purpose,
these
man.
Fucking
bucks. Because otherwise you'd leave that gold part out of the title.
Right.
And yeah. Put it in the description.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know what? Sometimes that happens. No. Does it ever happen on Amazon too? Sometimes?
Not really, because the way Amazon does it is they have the listing and they have pictures by each like, different kind.
So they know. They know those.
Yeah.
They're trying
you
to limit
what
those
you're
tricks.
On.
Yeah, but
or
Etsy is run
down.
By sneaky bitches for sneaky bitches, dude. It's it's FUBU for indie bitches, dude.
It's crafty FUBU.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Crafty FUBU. I mean, all like every recovering emo girl has a fucking Etsy website, dude. All
right.
What do they sell?
I guess I was under a rock.
Give me one. Give me one. Give me an item.
I don't know, like a cute Juno illustration of your house. Like, you know, it like looks like it's straight from Juno, the movie. It's just like that era of like drawing someone's house. You order
like
it.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, like Napoleon Dynamite, like ass like drawing,
shit. Like shit yeah. drawing.
How much?
Left-handed drawings.
It's like $200 to get what? You and your dog drawn.
But the listing says like $5, and then it's just like a pencil sketch.
Yeah, or it's like you can get one like for this
printed one.
You can get a canvas that's this big.
It's just a print.
You can get a print of somebody else's dog and house for $5.
Right, but you then want you need to drop down for custom.
$200.
What's going on, Etsy? Fix that.
There's also like wire jewelry.
You're right. With crystals, right?
With beads, glass beads.
Burrito, what's
crystals?
Are you familiar with Etsy, Burrito?
Now, what do you think of?
I've been on Etsy.
What crafts?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
And what do you find commonly?
I found some interesting Godzilla art on there.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm talking shit, dude. But I have bought some pretty good Back to the Future stuff on Etsy.
Shit.
Well, like what artwork?
Just some prints. Sweater? Just some prints, but they didn't even do anything to it.
Yeah, but see, real men would go for Mondo posters.
Yeah.
They don't got Mondo posters on Etsy.
They don't. That's why you don't know about Etsy.
Yeah, but I want Mondo, but I also wanted stuff that was like directly from the movie. And Mondo does their own original artwork.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down. Yeah.
I like finding the people who do like woodcuts.
Woodcuts.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, by the way.
I like looking for original art.
Burrito, do you identify as a Mondoloid?
Shit, is that what they call them?
Mondoloid.
Ooh. I don't think they call them Mondoloids. just an inkling.
That's what the haters call them.
Yeah.
It's like the anti-Mondo subreddit.
Yeah.
Slash anti-Mondo.
No, it's just called r/Mondoloid.
You should open that one up if it's not already open.
r/Tard, is that one on
there? I bet.
Maybe.
That was like the second subreddit. It was r/all. r/Tard. What else are you buying on Etsy, Bruno? Or what do you see commonly? Wire art?
Probably. Macrame. Like just little things.
Coasters?
Jewelries and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of jewelries, a lot of crochet.
But sometimes they'll also sell like vintage finds,
crochet
right?
stuff.
Vintage what?
Finds.
Yeah, some people
vintage
do.
Vintage wares?
Things like that.
Vintage stuff.
Sweaters.
Ooh, you know what I was looking for recently? Some like milk glass, like Corningware
of the Owens Corning fame?
Mostly like Pyrex stuff, like
old school stuff.
Pyrex or glass Fire bakeware? King or
why?
Anchor Hawking. Yeah,
I don't
that
make
kind of
why?
Set. Because I have some, and I was looking for a particular color.
I see.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, to like fill out my set.
My grandpa used to have a lot of different glass. He used to collect glass to my grandmother's chagrin.
Did he ever collect uranium glass?
I don't know.
Are you talking about the green one?
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Is that a real
cool
thing?
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's like radioactive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's from like World War II era.
Yeah.
My grandpa used to say, he's like, this is going to be worth something someday. And then he died and we just had to throw it all away.
Ah, maybe it was.
It was worth something. It was worth less.
Oh! Too early right now.
Yeah.
I am pushing it.
Oh, damn. I don't even get the
button. It was worth a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was
for
worth,
you to sell it.
It was worth something for the fucking garbage people.
Shit.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. It was a sad day. I felt like I was betraying my grandfather.
What were you going to do otherwise with the glass?
I don't know, but I just thought, you know.
So were these
his entire life's work of saving all this shitty glass?
Was it souvenir glass, or was it just
some of it was souvenir? Some of it was like old Coke glass or old like Garfield glass or something like
Garfield glass,
or like or Archie comic glass or something.
Grandpa,
wake up! Wake up, Grandpa!
Wake up!
Get out of that grave, dude. We got something to tell you, dude.
Yeah.
Dumbass bitch.
Glass, ass, grass, or cash.
Yeah, you got any milk glass or you got any grass?
Is it called milk glass?
Yeah, it's milk glass. Yeah.
Is it prostate milk glass?
Toss the floss.
Toss
the called?
Sauce.
Toss the sauce.
Toss the sauce.
Toss the floss is my PSA. Stop flossing.
Stop. Yeah.
You fucking rube.
Brought to you by dentists.
Honestly, though, floss when you need to, right?
No,
you floss every day.
Dude. I hate to say
every night.
I hate to be a part of the fucking
conspiracy.
A part of the man, but now I'm pro flossing.
Damn, you pro flossing?
I mean, I don't want to, but I got to do it. Or
I guess
or
your
else
butt
I gotta,
cherry's gone.
You're reborn right now, okay?
Well, I just spent $6,000
I'll
on my fucking
later.
Teeth.
I'll check you later.
You're a reborn flosser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born again flosser.
Yeah, right now you got the good habit going on right now, but once you get into the comfort level,
I
know,
I hope not.
Like how your gum health is supposed to be.
I've been flossing for a year, guys.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have not, or you have?
I have been.
Well, because, and he dropped a lot of cash on, on his mouth, so I think maybe I've learned the hard way.
Out here. I think you've built the habit.
Yeah, I mean, because
after 3 months, it's a habit.
I'll say this much for in my defense, is that I feel like the electric toothbrush for my teeth does good enough.
Right.
You got a gappy ass grill.
Probably.
I got I got a fucking mine are like hugging.
Tight.
Yeah.
Virgin tight?
No. Yeah. That doesn't even
I gotta
mean
fuck
anything.
My teeth with the floss every night, dude.
He's gotta gap himself.
Yeah. Gaping, dude.
Gaping himself.
You gotta get yourselves a water floss.
Oh,
man.
I have one.
That's what I'm
talking. Water pick.
I mean,
I've done both.
Is that really flossing though?
Yeah, that's me flossing. Too. That's fine. Yeah.
I don't know, but the dental assistant told me that I gotta do both. Actually, they all told me I gotta do both. Floss and do the water pick.
They want you to do extra homework? Yeah.
I'm doing both because I don't want to go back, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to go back there.
What's your mood these days?
What do you mean?
Improved or not improved from like
mood?
The tooth pain.
From getting your teeth pulled out. Yeah. Do you feel better in general?
Or are you just back to your baseline?
I'm probably back to baseline.
Shit.
I'm talking about like your fucking
You're saying my mood
systemic.
Specifically about my mouth?
No, in general.
Your oral health?
Well, those are two different questions.
Well, I'm asking in general, did the bacteria that's no longer seeping into your
Maybe.
Blood
Maybe. Although help? I do still have a active
volcano
infection right now.
Yeah.
That's
mouth infection?
Yeah, but we don't have to talk about it.
Keep sucking toes.
My number four has to be retreated.
Number four has to be retreated.
I
got to
go to an odontist and retreated, but
damn.
You can cut that, J. Mark. It's
that's
more
fine.
Like inside talk.
Inside baseball
inside
here.
Baseball.
Inside mouth.
Brian McFly is slightly human with actual teeth.
Slightly
well, a lot of
human.
Them are, a lot of them are crowns, but
slightly human and I've actual teeth.
I feel like I'm maybe like close to a third crown, maybe like 1/4.
You
crowns.
Look at my X-ray right now, dude. It's like all white, dude. The front teeth
really
are like
white.
Are like solid.
Yeah, solid
because
white
they're
because they're crowns. Yeah,
yeah.
They're not translucent.
No.
Lily white.
Yeah, dude. Like I like it.
Lily white X-rays.
Nothing to be ashamed about. You're taking care of yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, you're taking you're investing in the most important asset you have.
Like, where are you at with laundry?
What? Shit. Out?
Yeah, I'm out.
No wash or low wash? No wash and low wash movement. So this is the phenomenon where you put your clothes in a pile, right? And then by the time it gets to the bottom of the pile, it doesn't smell like shit anymore?
I'm sure the other
clothes...
Part of that belief, but just like not washing your clothes or washing as you need to.
Here's a surprise,
like a
guys.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
I haven't washed this fucking thing in... month.
Yeah. 1 month?
Yeah, but I've worn it a lot.
I mean, I don't wash it.
You take it off and hang it and you have an undershirt, right?
I take it off and throw it on the ground and throw other clothes on top of it.
While the dogs walk all over.
Yeah, so by the time there's a pile of clothes at the bottom is the clean clothes.
The only reason that I ever change my shirt or something like that, it's just because I'm like, oh, they will know. If it's like a black shirt, I'm like, oh, they won't know if this is like, if I have multiple
black
shirts. Yeah,
if it's got mustard.
Right.
If it have mustard,
you
would
know. The only way reason he washes his shirt is when it gets mustard on it.
Yeah, which is every day. Yeah, pants, I'm washing like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or every 2 weeks of
wearing. I wear pants like, you know, a week at a time.
Yeah, same.
Like denim 5 days straight?
I got these.
Oh, denim. We're talking 3 weeks, dude.
Easy. Right.
Three weeks of wearing it every single day.
Dude, these no-wash people have gone 365 days.
Now, that's disgusting,
no-wash
dude.
On some jeans, man.
Just tell them to...
But see, check this out.
No-wash on
like
their pants. The
finest broads that have like that pH that just jives with denim.
Really? What about them?
Like, they don't stink.
It's a lie.
Yeah. That's a myth,
I wash
dude.
My jeans maybe... twice a year.
Yeah, baby, you got
maybe
that raw
they take
denim.
Perfume baths now that I think about
bitch
it.
Bitch baths.
But I probably only wear them like on the weekend.
Then it doesn't count.
You got your
dude.
Weekend
fuck,
jeans,
man?
Huh?
You got your weekend jeans.
So Arthur, you're saying that these hot bitches, they're wearing jeans like it's a cast iron, dude?
Yeah, man.
they're seasoned.
Cast iron.
Fucking seasoned jeans.
I mean, if you had the right pH.
Dude, wait, hold on a second. I know we did this last time, but what was going through your head when you gave me a boing? What does the boing mean?
This one?
Yeah.
It could mean either boner or like the idea bulb. Like,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that one was an idea bulb?
It's up to you.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. What were you going to say?
pH.
pH.
Yeah, pH. You don't believe people have that kind of pH that just is chemically
balance with fucking denim?
No. To where they could wear it for like 365 days without smelling like pussy.
Right.
No.
Or ass.
No. Or ass.
I mean, I can understand if you want that dirty jean look.
I mean,
and you
let's
just
say
don't fucking wash
wearing,
it. It's
like,
fine.
Underwear too.
Yeah.
But
stink.
Still, have you ever put your head in the jeans after 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's
have you ever
you guys.
Stuck your nose in there, dude?
That's rough.
It's
the gooch grease.
That's when I go, okay, it's time.
Time. And you shake them out and you're like, okay, one more run. And
so
then it's
tomorrow
yourself?
And then after that. Huh?
But you don't have a rotation. Let's say you had like 30 pairs of jeans. Like,
I would never do that.
So the first pair would like
30 pairs of jeans.
I would never
last
wash
me, like,
them.
Years.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I would never wash them.
So why don't you build up to 30 pairs of jeans?
That's too much money. They're expensive, dude.
Over time? Like, buy yourself 2 pairs of jeans.
I don't
for
like
the next
jeans.
15 years.
Here's oh, yeah, you're not
secret.
A jeans guy. I've never seen you in jeans.
I don't wear jeans either, guys. I know we're like talking about denim. I'm just like,
I love jeans.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, I'm just I'm allegedly white.
Well,
and
let's
I think
say you had 30 pairs of jeans. Like, listeners out there, if you want
to. Are you a Levi Strauss kind of guy?
34? 32?
What about it? Oh, so every year on your birthday, you got a pair of jeans?
No, like the listeners gave them 30 pairs of jeans collectively.
Okay.
What's the question? Like, how long would that last me?
When would you wash the first pair?
When there's mustard.
Within a.
When I die.
Every 10 days would be.
Bury me.
300 days.
14 days. I could go a whole year without washing them.
You go 1 to 30 for a whole year. I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, that's
like.
Because
you'd only wear
like
10 times the whole year, right?
I don't know. Denim stretches as you like. Don't
breaks in.
Wash them.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it makes me feel better because it feels like I'm losing weight, but really, I'm
but
not.
Then when you wash them, they're tight as fuck.
Yeah,
but then you squeeze back in them and they feel all clean.
And they're hugging your junk.
I hate that.
And you
part.
Say it feels
it's,
like the,
it's
it feels
cutting
like the touch
my
of
balls
a woman.
In half.
Oh, cutting my balls.
That's what it feels like when a woman touches me. She squeezes my nuts like a firm pair of jeans.
Ma. Ma.
Thank you.
Where are you at with denim
grip?
Got a firm pair of jeans.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Where are you at with denim
high
washing?
Starch?
No wash?
Denim washing? Yeah, no I told wash. You. I think maybe I wash them maybe twice a year, maybe 3 times
well,
a year.
How often are you wearing
know.
These
That's
jeans?
Crazy, man.
On the weekends.
Just the weekends?
On the weekends, yeah.
Or you'll wear them like twice a week?
Oh,
three
on
times
Fridays sometimes.
Casual Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Gucci.
You're bringing your stinky
Friday.
Ass jeans to work, dude?
Did you say a Gucci-mont?
He's gooching them up.
Oh,
a Gucci-mont.
A Gucci-mont. I like
it. A Gucci-mont. What's that smell?
I don't even know how to spell that.
Oh, that's my Gucci-mont.
A Gucci-mont.
I don't know. I started wearing my other pants more.
What are they? Weatherproofs?
Khakis.
Yeah, they're like hiking Gulots. Pants.
I also wear hiking pants nowadays because they're weatherproof.
How about
I can piss all
they're
over
nice,
them
right?
and
nowadays,
just roll right off.
Nowadays.
Nowadays,
dude, Gemini.
Get that
okay.
Gortex, you know.
Just real quick, we'll do a little Gemini etymology
deep dive.
Corner.
Sure.
Okay, but I'm not talking about etymology. I'm talking about Gemini's
Gemini etymology.
There it is.
Gemetymology. Sometimes they'll interact with old people, you know, and then one of the old people will say something like nowadays, and then they'll just integrate that into his vocabulary.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's where nowadays come from.
Wow.
Old people.
That's where
it
come from.
Yeah, it come from. No, it's...
Is that where Hummer... Yeah. Is that where Hummer comes from?
He might have made that one up.
No, Hummer is... That's just a natural progression of things. But nowadays, for sure, whenever I hear them say an old people-ism, I will say it right back to them.
Yeah.
In the next sentence.
Yeah, well
Nowadays, things are weird.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
And then they'll be like, you
know. Well, that's how it like latches on. You have to say it the next sentence, otherwise.
It becomes real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cool, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you guys later. I'll go fuck myself in my ass.
No, let's just do some more etymology.
Toss the sauce. What's it called?
Yeah. Toss the sauce.
I think that was before.
Burrito, would you get milked?
For a toss the sauce campaign.
For a toss the sauce?
Yeah, would you have your prostate milked for a toss the sauce campaign?
Like it's milking Monday.
Oh, milking Monday
milkies.
Monday milkies.
Once a day. I mean, once a week, get your prostate checked. I feel like that's not
checked, but milked.
It's a thing that they
advise.
That they recommend.
See?
Yeah.
It's a lot of damage.
Really.
We were arguing that before you showed up.
Yeah, I was saying that you don't necessarily articulate the prostate. Like
you don't want to beat on your prostate much. Just let it do its thing.
Well, you want to, but you shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah. The forbidden button. That's why they hide it all the way inside your butt.
That's why God hid it there.
Yeah, that's why I hid it all the way inside your butt.
Why'd you even put it in there, God? You fucking sick fuck.
To test your metal, my son. Well,
to test your metal.
Well, you know how it is.
Test your might.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
I am surprised that more guys don't hit their cum button.
Really?
Like, people are so afraid to be gay that they won't even.
I don't think it's necessarily the gay thing. I mean, there's a lot. I could just jack off.
Yeah, health repercussions and for that activity.
No fuss, no muss, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to mess with any shitty holes.
Yeah, and I don't have to clip my fingernails to finger myself. I don't have to push back the cuticles because it'll get stuck up in there.
You know what, dude? I haven't talked about fingering enough in the last like year or so on the podcast.
Wow,
I bought you a DXQ
dry.
Just for that.
Well, I'll say this that and maybe we can go into that one, but with these fingers, dude, I could do some serious damage on my own cum button.
Yeah, if absolutely. You could reach it. Those sausages? Yeah,
are these easily accessible?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say he's a wheelchair accessible?
No.
Is your prostate wheelchair accessible? Asking for the ADA.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm standing up and a guy in a wheelchair rolls up, he could put his fingers right
in
there.
A button.
He could push the button. You need a Richard Gere squirrel tube?
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got a ramp?
Into your prostate.
For the squirrels? Or hamsters, sorry.
Yeah, hamsters.
Gerbils.
That'd be wild.
Gerbils.
Gerbils.
I think they were, yeah, gerbils. Yeah.
Gerbils on the hamster.
You're in a hamster ball.
Do you want to do finger licking good and then come back?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's finger licking good?
I just had KFC the other day.
Was it, in fact?
Finger looking or but licking?
It was like on the bag, and I was like thinking about that. I was like, what do people think of this like
slogan?
Yeah, it's like, do people still lick their fingers while they're eating?
Yeah, I do. I do all the fucking
time. Really? Yeah, like, and I think about animal. What's on my hand
fucking
every time.
Savages over
and I keep
here.
Doing it.
I mean, especially if it's Cheetos.
I wiped my ass earlier, and I half-ass washed my
Cheetos,
hands.
Cheetos, man. I can't do that these days.
What? I mean, it's great because after the first time you lick your fingers, then more gets accumulated on your fingers.
Yeah, like the, nice like the little the candy sticks that you dip.
Oh, Lick-A-Maid.
It's kind of like that, but with Cheetos.
Fun dip.
Dipstick?
Fun dip. Yeah.
Fun dip. Yeah,
I don't do the Cheeto licking hands anymore because it's just too much.
Did you guys ever have an Indian friend named Fun Dip?
I'm sorry, what?
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, Fun Dip Patel? Oh, do you mean Fun Dip Patel?
Maybe. I was thinking Fun Dip Ansari.
Oh, Fun Dip Ansari.
Did he want to stick his finger in people's mouths? Not his own, though. Fish hooking the bitches. Aziz, come on the show. We can talk about it.
Yeah. Tell me about that time you fish hooked a bitch.
She wasn't happy about it.
It was a safe place.
Yeah, man.
You talk about it here.
Yeah, this isn't getting streamed to the internet. High flying birds and fearless flying frogs. What the fuck?
Yeah, what
is
the
this a goddamn circus?
Dude.
I mean, when you see that, anything come to mind?
There's a band with one of the Gallaghers called High Flying
Birds. There
you go.
That's like the first one. And then the second one is
fearless
Les Claypool has a band called the Fearless Flying Frogs.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking,
are they sister bands?
They're like touring at the same time, but they're not in the same tour.
Well, it could have been the Flying Fucks tour because nobody gives a flying fuck about either of these guys. Hey.
Are they migrating?
Damn,
no,
dude.
It's like the same kind of crowd you would pull to like a bandmaid show.
That's not true.
What's the second one again? Who is it? Les Claypool?
Yeah, Les Claypool from Primus.
Yeah, I think he's doing a play on the Gallagher.
He's doing
one.
A bit on the Gallaghers?
Yeah. I think he's doing Gallagher 2 here.
I see.
But when I was going to deeper thought about this whole like band naming thing, is these bands are called Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Yeah.
And Les Claypool's Fearless Flying Frogs. Like, they have to put their name in the like band's name.
Yeah, because nobody gives a shit about the band.
Yeah.
Or like calling them just High Flying Birds is like you wouldn't know what the hell's going on. It's like a name recognition thing, right?
Yeah, they should just be Noel Gallagher and Les Claypool.
Well, they don't want to do that.
Or put Anda in there instead of having
it
be possessive.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool. It actually is kind of cool.
I mean, maybe they're swapping out the musicians, so you know, they're
like
that kind of like
cast.
Yeah, they're kind of Brian Setzer.
Brian McFly's Cock monster.
No, flying cock monsters.
Flying cock monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Seltzer's. Brian Seltzer's LaCroix factory. Yeah.
But what are these musicians that were like, yeah, I was a fearless flying frog.
I was playing with the flying frogs in 23.
I was a high flying void.
I was with the flying frogs in 23.
I was a roadie for the high flying birds.
The voids.
Yeah, congratulations. You played
and
yourself.
Think about it. Also, Noel Gallagher's band, right?
Yeah.
Of course they're going to play Wonderwall, right?
Yeah, everybody knows that Liam won that war.
Like, or like, Noel's just going to play Oasis songs.
Anyway, he was Wonderwall.
It's just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes his band shut up, and he does it acoustic.
Shut up!
Throw it back to you.
Oh, he's going to play Wonderwall. You know how I know?
He yelled right? Shut up to us.
Yeah. It's cool, man. We're getting paid money, right?
Do you think Les Claypool does any Primus these days?
I would just, yeah, after he played that and the South Park theme song, I'd leave.
Yeah.
Let's go say Beyonce. South Park.
Did you say Beyonce?
Yeah, that's our joke for everything about a band you'd only see like, yeah, one or two songs. It's like, oh, they played the song, let's go see Beyonce. After Jerry was a race car driver in the South Park theme, we said.
Yep. Yeah, let's go see
Beyonce. I'd be why known as Big Bound Beaver in there.
I don't know that.
My name is Mud.
Oh, I'm listening to that one. Sure.
My name is Mud.
What a goof, dude. He's a fucking goof.
He's an excellent bass player.
Yeah, and he's a unique voice, I would say that.
Yeah.
I'd give him that.
It's like Geddy Lee of Rush.
He looks like him?
No.
Oh. Just like he does kind of look voice. Like him. They have similar glasses.
Yeah, rose colored.
And they play bass, right?
Yeah, they're the same dude. Hypothetical meta analysis. Metal analysis. Motorcycle ride, comma, one helmet.
All right, there's this guy on the road on a crotch rocket.
Mm.
White knight.
Mm. Mm.
Giving his girl a ride.
Mm.
Mm.
She like...
Fine as fuck?
Nah, she like 250.
Mm.
right on the back. And she got the helmet, and I was like thinking to myself, is like,
he's anticipating she's the airbag.
This looks dangerous.
He's anticipating like, she's the airbag. Like,
imbalanced on that bike.
Yeah.
But
motorcycles are heavy.
How heavy is he?
I'd say maybe
50.
Like, nah, heavier than that. Maybe 180 to 2.
Oh, really?
What kind of bike is this?
Crotch rocket.
He got a big sister, huh?
A jigster.
So we're thinking, like, yeah. He got like a McFly special on the back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
250 with
let's
cheese.
Let's say you were the guy driving the motorcycle. Here's a hypothetical man analysis. And you only had one helmet. Are you white knighting that shit?
I think you have to. That's culture.
Really?
Yeah man. That's culture, dude.
It's culture.
Is everybody white knighting that shit?
It depends on if she's been yapping all night, dude. If she's on my last nerve, I'm saying, you know what, bitch?
Did you bring yours?
Oh.
I'd be the kind of guy that would always carry two helmets.
Okay.
I'd say, you know what? You don't need a helmet. Fucking option.
That was not even in the fucking question.
You can't put two helmets on a crotch rocket?
You can, but you didn't pose that as the question. You said you got one helmet. Are you white knighting it?
Deus Ex Machina right there, dude.
Oh, so you just go buy a fucking helmet?
No, the helmet just appears when you need it.
Then I guess you don't have a problem then.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem.
Why doesn't another motorcycle just appear? Take that bitch home from me.
What if, like, they don't even have a motorcycle and they're floating down the highway?
Call an Uber.
Uber motorcycle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Or, like, an Uber trolley of some sort.
I wonder if they'd let me take my sidecar as my side hustle.
Do they let people
join the gig
cars?
Economy? No, dude, it has to be a car.
Oh.
I think I'm going to get a motorcycle and a sidecar. And every time I date someone, I go, hey, if you can't fit in the sidecar, you can't date me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I keep the fatties at bay.
Uh-huh. The sidecar is the size of a fucking Home Depot bucket.
The size of a Greyhound
bus. I go, hey,
bus.
If you can't get in.
Then you better get up.
I'll fuck you, but I'm not taking you anywhere.
But my mom can't know. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you, but my mom can't know.
It's embarrassing when you bring home a fatty to mom, dude.
Yeah,
she seriously. Goes, oh, shit.
Mom, don't stop talking shit when you bring home a fatty.
She goes, oh, she was big.
Oh,
you're a big girl.
She was sweet.
Yeah.
So y'all be giving us a helmet?
She made that pie herself,
but
huh? She had a lot of practice, huh?
Yeah.
She's
was that
good.
The second one? 23 cents.
All right, this kind of ties into the Etsy stuff we were talking about, but on an auction, this time a real auction, an eBay auction.
Yeah.
None of that fucking Etsy shit. I like to snipe. Does anyone else like to snipe? Like,
I'm not sure. Oh, what does that mean?
You bid at the last second.
Either bid at the last second.
It's the only way you can get like anything on eBay.
Yeah, man. So
you're just
anything worth anything.
You're hoping that the person that really wants it is kind of like slipping at the very end.
Well, everybody's sniping.
Lacking.
Oh, everyone's lacking.
Saying. Yeah, everyone's
then how do you win?
You know what? You what's really annoying is when people are bidding up like
shilling
days before, you're like, "What? Stop!"
No, you shill it because you know how much it's really worth.
I guess people are shilling stuff.
Well
you have
explain.
That's the auction game. Okay, shilling is whenever you boost the price of an item up to where you think it actually should be.
Oh, for your friend.
Either you know for your friend or for yourself.
But you do it immediately. It's kind of shock and awe.
Knock out the competition that's trying to go in for cheap.
Right.
Like, I could get this for $20. It's like, but say it's really worth like 100.
And then you snipe after
shill
that.
It up to like 50 and then like, compete at 50.
That's nice. That's some good advice.
Yeah, you just shilling, but in a competitive, strategic kind of way. Not trying to like fuck people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just knocking out competition. And it was like sniping. So like the sniping service that I use has this thing
called eBay.
Yeah, you just sit there and wait till the last seconds.
Yeah.
No, I just use third party.
It gets my blood going.
Yeah, there's third parties where you can like set your what you're going to do and they'll do the last second bid for you.
Really? They just hire an Indian guy.
No, it's like triggered.
Fundeep?
It's all yeah, Fundeep.
Fundeep
and sorry.
Fundeep and sorry.
Yeah. And so like Lickamania this thing has sorry. Bit of protection where if you're the max bid that you set on your snipe is close enough to the winning bid,
mm-hmm.
they'll round up for you.
Yeah.
So let's say like this is where the 23 cents comes in.
I see.
Like, I missed the bid with my max bid of like the next bid of 23 cents. You know what I'm saying? Like if they put down the bid, I asked them to put down
$100
enough to be like the next.
Because it was $100 and 23
cents. Yeah, they start going by like 250s. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So they're going to round it up by like however many cents to get to that 250.
Sure.
But I mean, where are you guys at with that? Like what if you really didn't want it and you're like, I guess I'd be cool if I missed it by 23 cents. It
depends on what the final price is. If it's $100, 23 cents is irrelevant.
Yeah, what's the.
Right. Yeah, so let's say it's in the hundreds, like 300.
How much did I want this? Six? Seven?
I mean, you were bidding up there willing to just draw $300 on like...
Well, then, yeah. I mean, if
so
I'm
willing
to... So
instead of $300, you're paying $300.23?
Yeah.
Like if the winning...
I don't understand.
If the winning bid was like $301, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like the person put in $301 and you'd have to go to say like $303 or something.
My God.
Like if you entered your predicted
here it
max
is.
Bid...
10%.
You'd say up to 10%?
Yeah.
That's smart. That's probably a guaranteed win too if you were like in the price range of it.
Yeah. I'm willing to go 10% over.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go five.
Five? You might still win with five.
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to be realistic about the value, right?
Not necessarily. Because that also plays in it, too. It's like, I only want this for $300.
Like, let's talk like cameras, since you guys know like camera pricing.
Yeah.
And let's say it's just like some vintage camera of some sort that you wanted.
Uh-huh.
A Kodachrome.
Kodachrome. Okay.
But it's like high... Kodachrome. Like, good condition, like really good condition, still functions, still does pictures, everything. It's been taken care of kind of thing. It's like a collector's version.
Yeah.
How much do you think those would go for? Does that 10% range true on like what you're...
On my chases, but not for a fucking old camera. I don't give a shit about old shit.
It was just a hypothetical.
Yeah, but, you know...
Meta-analysis.
On the real, I don't give a shit about old shit.
Yeah, fuck old shit.
On the real, I don't give a shit about old
shit. That includes old people.
Shit.
Old
cameras,
old people.
Pizza, old people.
I mean, day-old pizza's pretty good.
I'd probably make sure they round up on the day-old pizza.
You're rounding up on the day-old pizza?
Yeah, I am.
How old are you willing to go, Burrito?
Yeah. How old is the pizza?
10%? Is it 10%?
Refrigerator kept.
Is it 26.4 hours? Is that still a day-old pizza?
I'd probably go, like 27 hours.
My God. I'd go like 48 hours, dude.
Right?
48 hours.
48 hours?
No, I mean, if I was going to count it as like a day old pizza.
30 hours?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm still eating pizza like at least a week later, you know.
But I think day old pizza is, it's under 48 hours, but it's over 24 hours to me.
Day old pizza to me is like overnight pizza left out.
I see. So if you had it at 7 p.m. and you put it in the fridge.
Left it out till the morning.
Oh, I'm not leaving it out. I'm putting it in the fridge. What the fuck?
Yeah, if I leave something out, it's going in the trash.
No, I'll leave it out overnight.
Yeah, I get a little funk on it.
Yeah, you get that after party all over it. Skeet.
Also, it's not as congealed.
Prostate after parties. What do you think?
Tastier. Prostate after party.
Yeah.
It should be the party.
Prostate party?
Yeah, prostate party. That's my new band.
No, that's my
electronic experimental.
That's my
project.
Political party. Is
prostate party?
Yeah.
Isn't prostate party just lemonparty.org?
Nah,
no,
man. Because
they're sucking dick. They're not fingering.
Yeah.
I think there's one guy that's in an ass.
I don't think it.
I've never seen this before, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, there's one guy that's inside of an ass.
Fucking an ass?
I don't know.
I think they're all just sucking dick. I think they're all just sucking dick.
How can they three people sucking dicks?
Yeah, one dude's just like chilling.
It's like a daisy chain of dick sucking.
Yeah, but the one guy that's chilling has his dick in an ass.
It's like the head of the human centipede.
He has his dick in the mouth.
Okay. Well, we'll look it up later.
Time to suck today's dick.
You can look it up.
We'll all look it up later.
I don't need to look this up.
Don't worry, we'll look it all. We'll all look it up.
Burrito from your memory.
I'll send you guys, I'll put it in the Slack.
What's Lemon Party from your memory? How many dudes are sucking dick and how many dudes are butt fucking?
There's definitely three old guys.
Yeah.
And they're naked.
I just know that they're old guys, but I've also never seen it.
I see the bed.
I just see a lot of white skin.
Yeah. Lily white skin.
Monkeys out of the box.
With liver spots.
Those guys were like born in like 1920.
They're dead as hell.
Yeah. Oh,
they're sucking dick in heaven.
Has anyone done like an in-depth YouTube documentary about the Lemon Party guys?
Oh, dude, that would be fucking hilarious.
I would love to know the backstory of the Lemon Party fellas.
Or you can combine all the like the deviant memes of the early
aughts. Historian does a bunch of meme stuff.
No, you could maybe mention Goatsy and whatever, but like you gotta focus on Lemon Party for this particular documentary.
Or like a Where Are They Now Lemon Party.
Well, they're dead, but yeah, exactly.
Or, yeah,
where were they then?
A biopic.
Yeah, where did this picture come from? You know, where did this...
At least one of them was a serious
room. Kind of like there were four guys in that room.
Who took the picture?
Who was the fourth guy? And was he jacking off at the time?
Of course. Of course,
was he also naked? Or did they hire a documentarian? It was definitely a disposable camera. Can you imagine the guy at the fucking Walgreens who had to process this shit?
Nah, this guy had his own little private dark
room. Yeah, because I think Walgreens has a policy, dude.
No.
There's nothing illegal in there.
Yeah, the only policy is if it's illegal.
Really? Yeah, is there anything illegal in that picture?
No.
Well, it's at a...
Someone's personal photo collection.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
I think it should still be illegal, but...
Right?
What?
I'm with you, Brian.
Yeah.
What about Gamori?
Yeah, I like that. Gamori.
Is that ass eating?
No. Oh. It's a box munching by other bitches.
Shit!
That's a bitch-on-bitch crime. Is that against the Bible?
So, Gamora is for the lesbos?
No.
I thought that was a character in Guardians.
It is. I think they were just sister cities, you know, like St. Paul and Minnesota.
Or Portland and Austin. They definitely...
Kissing cousins.
Yeah.
That was XX Quantimino.
Ulute has financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Ulute will be diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Judge orders DC man to stop smoking medical weed at home after neighbor sues over smell. Fucking nerd.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
Apparently this dude's smoking weed because he's got pain and he got a prescription for it, but his neighbor can't handle the dankest of shit.
Would you believe there was a woman next door?
Yeah.
Would you believe that?
Wait, somebody telling somebody else how to live their fucking life?
Yeah. Someone saying you shouldn't smoke as much as you do? Yeah, I think that was a fucking nagging ass woman, dude.
What's her name? Karen?
I think she was a nagger, if you ask me.
My God.
People who annoy you.
Now all night is out, Bark.
Wow, man. Look.
I get it, though.
Come on.
It's dank as hell.
It's stinky, dude.
And she's probably like, you know what? I could really go for a fucking bowl.
Yeah, and you never invite me over,
Richard.
Richard. Dick.
Dick. Well, Karen, you know what?
Well, maybe if you weren't such a bitch.
He's on his porch. She's on her porch. It's just apartment complex. Like, well, maybe
Dick. It was. Oh, really? You ain't going past that. Okay, Dick.
Okay, Nick.
You ain't gonna pass it.
I'm gonna talk to the damn landlord and talk to the judge. I'll suck his dick.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you suck my.
Yeah, you know the rules. You know how much this costs.
Yeah, grass, crass, ass, or cash, all equivalent.
What was the first one? Milk glass.
Yeah, I told you.
Either bring a milk glass over,
or that ass. Milk glass or ass.
Milk glass. Those are two things. Ass. No one rides for free.
Yeah, nobody rides for free.
Damn.
Doc walks into a pub, drinks pint, fights dog, loses.
Okay, what the fuck is this?
This duck is known for going to this pub and drinking beer.
Damn.
Apparently one day there was a dog there, and the duck finishes
it's in a bowl.
No, it's in a pint.
It's a pint. Ducks, give him a pint of beer.
Yeah. But the dog is probably wanting to drink a little bit into that pint, right?
Probably.
Or the dog's
probably just a dog.
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit, a duck, and probably goes up to the duck. Duck's
says
like,
hello.
You know what? Fuck you, and the dog's like, fuck me.
Dude, ducks are fucking mean, dude.
Geese are meaner.
They're all mean, these birds.
They got a poor demeanor.
They got a piss poor fucking demeanor.
The dog is this guy who has medical marijuana, and the duck is Karen, his neighbor, who wants a fucking... Man.
Needs to drink a pint.
Wants a drag.
I do think Karen is a racial slur, though, so if we could just kind of back off on that a little bit.
I'm saying Karen like K-E-I-E-R-A-N, like a...
Like Karen?
Yeah, it's
Karen?
Like
Karen.
C-A-R-I-N apostrophe.
She's Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. New Mexico woman finds cocaine on a Sonic hot dog.
Hey, trap.
Oh, shit.
That's called a come up. And you told the fucking news, you bitch.
When this came through the newswire,
yeah,
the unfurl had a typo in it.
Oh no.
Where it read, she realized she bit on a small plastic bag filled with white power.
Wow.
Wait.
I fixed it.
So was it meant?
You put a big D in there.
Yeah, I was like,
shit. Dropped a big D in the middle of that power.
Talk about the unfurl not updating.
Damn, that's fucked.
Didn't we talk about this last episode?
Unfurling?
Wasn't there a...
Maybe.
No,
but maybe
no,
this happened again.
Cocaine hot dog?
Cocaine bag inside a...
Drugs found in fast food.
Yeah, that's name a more category. Iconic duo. Yeah.
This does, like, I'm imagining, like, a hot dog with coke on it. It's like, I'm imagining, like, you know, putting coke on a dick, getting some whore to snort it off. Anyways,
is that the worst place to snort coke?
I don't. It's probably pretty cool if you got extra coke,
and you like dick.
No. You have the dick. You have the coke. You sprinkle it on your dick, and then a woman snorts it off your dick.
It's gonna be a man.
Why?
He's Brian McFly. Always a man. He's slaying.
Look, if it has to be a man, it's a man.
This guy is like a trap artist producer, and just gets all the hoes.
Yeah, hoes, if you want to snort some cocaine...
off Brian McFly's dick!
It's not going to be a lot of cocaine, but it will be cocaine.
It's free.
And it's free. The first sniff is free.
Yeah, you want some cocaine?
Are you sure this is cocaine? Oh, no, that's just my dandruff. He just snorted my dick and cum dandruff. Yeah.
It's cut with ashy skin.
Shit. He just snorted my fucking dried cum.
It's cum crust.
Yeah, dude.
Came with
crustables.
Yeah, from the prostate.
Well... treat yourself.
Speaking of ducks, three men swept out to sea on giant inflatable duck.
That sucks.
What the fuck?
Marine rescuers in England said a paddleboarder came to the assistance of sea. They had to get pulled back by a damn stand-up paddleboarder.
That's, yeah. Wow.
What is this, amateur hour?
That guy's good.
The stand-up paddleboarder?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
actually like, jumped on his paddleboard and he paddled them all back.
Oh, is that right?
He was like, extra buff. Should have seen the...
Damn, what a guy.
Should have seen his traps.
Yeah.
God, I would fucking suck this guy's dick, dude.
You'd snort coke off this guy's dick.
He said, I'm good, but then gives you his asshole. Where are you at now?
Now you have to eat his ass?
Yeah. Or, you know, just like...
or fuck it.
Or
pass.
It's a paddleboard.
Ass or pass.
It's a paddleboard party.
He wants his cum button pressed.
I see. He doesn't want his dick sucked. Yeah,
dealer's choice. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. You got to suck my dick or finger my butt.
Yeah. No. No dick sucking. It's just like, push his cum button any which way.
This is better than talking his dick, dude.
Yeah, but having
somebody's
cum
button?
Yeah, fucking someone in the ass is better than having a
suck
their dick.
Oh, you're going to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
You can fist him. That's what I would do. Okay. I would just reach in there and squeeze his prostate like a fucking
water balloon.
Oh, my God.
You tear it out like Kano?
Yeah, man.
I stole your pleasure center.
Yeah.
Good luck rescuing people on ducks.
I can't imagine it.
Without your prostate.
Unless it was like swollen or something. It wouldn't be that big.
How big are prostates?
I don't know. I think it's like a...
I think it's like a lima
like a
bean.
Chicken liver.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like a chicken liver or a lima bean. Somewhere between a lima bean and a chicken liver.
I thought it was a whole lime.
No, it's just like a muscle.
You think it's like this big?
Yeah.
Let's pull yours out and check.
I don't know, man.
Get over here!
I think that's like a swollen one, though.
Yeah, you might need to get that checked out.
Yeah, man.
I need to toss the sauce.
Yeah, right?
Take my own advice.
I know, mate.
Fucking boomers.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Dynamite, dynamite.
Hang on a second.
Kiko, 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 kiko.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese local politician, despite not being Japanese and only ever having been elected to the position of president of his high school Spanish club. El Presidente Burrito! So let's shake up some babies and kiss some hands, because these headlines are ready to trade fat campaign contributions for political favors. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
You almost said fat cans.
I did. I wanted to say fat cans.
I heard fat camp with a P.
Trading fat camp for political favors?
I mean, it was a fat campaign, so it was pretty close.
What's up, Burrito?
Want to be a Washington fat cat.
He said he's going to be a Washington fat cat. He's
How
not going to be
cat
Mr. Smith.
So fat?
I'm sorry. I mean a Tokyo
wow.
fat
what is
cat.
That?
I mean right. Parliament, dude.
Tokyo fat
cat. Emperor Burrito.
Man. Japanese politician.
Kira Burrito.
That's right. Going to go from El Presidente to
Prime Minister Burrito. Emperor Burrito. Would you rather be Emperor or.
Yeah, what royal title would you like, Burrito? Because you're getting it.
I think it's got to be the Emperor, right? Because that's what they got over there.
Is Emperor cooler than the King?
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Speaking of politics.
Drunk Japanese politician in trouble for doing pull-ups inside of a moving train.
What's up, nerds? What is this, get jacked and get fucked!
I mean, what's, why? Oh, I guess.
He was drunk.
So?
He blacked out.
It says a 49-year-old man who'd had a few beers while at his high school reunion before getting on the train in Nagasaki decided to bust out a set of pull-ups inside the train as it made its way down the JR Amura line.
I mean, he's like, I still got it. Still got it.
Yeah, in terms of whatever.
Still got it.
Yeah, but you know how fucking nerdy Japan is about their goddamn trains, and
they're like, this is not etiquette. Yeah,
train etiquette. Yeah,
but it's what's the word I'm trying to think of? Scandal. In terms of political scandals, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's not even fingering.
He's not
the
even
train,
fucking right? jerking off.
Yeah, that's pretty tame.
Pulling he's up, not, even, not pulling off.
He's not even practicing frauderism.
Yeah.
Can you go more into detail about the trouble?
Trouble.
His name is Takahisa Kishimura. He says, it is incredibly embarrassing, but I truly have no distinct memory of how I arrived at the decision to do that.
If I were his lawyer, I would say what you just said. Because he's already been caught, but say you don't remember
apparently,
it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Bottle, yeah. Apparently, I have no memory is a commonly trotted out phrase in Japan when public figures have to fess up for inebriated misconduct.
I like it.
It's an honest answer, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. It was an honest mistake.
Says 4 days after the incident took place, he did a press conference and he said, I did pull-ups in the train. It was inappropriate of me and a violation of the manners a passenger on public transportation must abide by. I wish to offer my sincere apologies to the people of Nagasaki and other involved parties. I'm deeply sorry.
Hey,
what I did was inexcusable, and I would exercise better self-control so that this does not
be better self-control. Right? How many fucking pull-ups do you think he did?
He did something like, I don't know, it seemed like
that's not
six,
bad.
Maybe?
That's wild.
There's a video.
Are you
that you get in trouble for doing six pull-ups.
Yeah.
He might be going,
he just did a couple of pull-ups.
Was he ripped?
Yeah, was he hot?
Yeah. Was he grunting?
I didn't see his,
was he
his
grunting?
Face.
There's not even a picture of the politician speaking at the press conference, like a regular picture.
No, it's just a picture. I just saw the video of him doing the pull-ups, and his face is hidden behind the little rings that are hanging.
How's his form?
Not great.
When he's drunk, fuck off, dude. Damn.
Not super great, but he does go, I know, right? He does go all the way up, though. So, I mean, that's not bad.
So you're saying he would have passed the presidential
medal
fitness test.
Like, you'd wear the blue dress for him.
Would those little red panties pass the test?
The blue dress. The what? And let him bust out a cigar box.
What the fuck? I see.
This is a Clinton-era incident here.
Yeah, I see.
Never mind.
Yeah.
He's a Japanese politician.
Not Bill Clinton.
Close enough.
He does adrenochrome.
Jeffrey
Speaking
Epstein.
Of old people doing things that they shouldn't, 85-year-old great-grandmother from Hiroshima is Japan's newest virtual
YouTuber.
She's a VTuber? Just
She's a VTuber.
Does she have a cute VTube?
Yeah, how's her idol?
Yeah,
what
it's like this.
You into it, Burrito?
What up? Would you fuck
old lady?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it an old lady?
No,
great-grandmother, what does she sound like?
You'd have to watch the video.
What? Damn, dude.
I thought you guys did some research on this stuff and was bringing the deep on news.
Well, I'll suck your dick.
No, she sounds like she has a surprisingly young voice, I guess.
Wow. Surprisingly Damn, young voice, you say.
Yeah, she's
you finding
she's
it?
She's a cute young girl with a stylish hairdo in an eye-catching color. Wears a schoolgirl outfit. This is her VTuber and a laid-back, inviting personality.
Was it inviting to you?
Yeah, did you get hard?
Did you gape?
Yeah, did you goatsy for this lady? Let's
Actually,
see.
I mean, here we go right here.
Okay.
Yeah, how's the voice?
We're listening.
Hold on.
Konbanwa.
Hiroko.
This is just her trailer.
Right, but you can hear her speaking it, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Just get upskirts.
Yeah, wow. She got fat tits.
So why wouldn't she? Oh shit, candied apples. She's at karaoke.
Karaoke?
Ring toss! Oh, nah. I'm not that interested.
Oh my god.
I'm out.
She's blushing.
Oh, I thought she was asking for a ring.
Oh.
Damn, yeah. No speaking?
Maybe that's the whole thing. So you can't hear her. She's old as fuck.
Here we go, here we go.
Nah, it's a...
She sounds old as fuck.
How am I supposed to fucking jerk off to this?
She sounds 85 years old. What the... Oh, surprisingly young sounding bitch.
Yeah, who wrote this? Her?
Yeah, it says some of you youngsters might think that I've altered my voice to sound like this, but I'm 85.
No, you... Hey, guess what? We don't think that.
Nobody does.
No one thought that.
There's probably a niche for this, though,
she
right?
sounds like a... Fu-
Hey, she got the headline. She made it to the BNN. She does sound old as fuck, but she's also a great grandma.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
doesn't mean
sense.
Anything.
She's still doing it, though.
Yeah, but she sounds old as fuck.
85.
I don't know why we're talking about this.
Because this is what they want us to do.
Okay, so this is how she explained how she got into this.
We just watched the video where she's explaining it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to translate it into English.
You should.
Listeners need it.
My idiot grandchild recommended I become a VTuber, so I've made my debut.
That's fun.
You can do things you weren't able to in your youth as a VTuber, they said, so I'm going to go nuts. Hope you don't regret your advice, grandchild.
Like, I'm
going
to be a whore.
Uh-huh. I've always wanted to suck seven dicks at the same time.
Shit,
now that
dude.
I'm a VTuber, I'm capable.
Yeah.
Don't let old age get in the way of your dreams, she said.
Wow, good for this lady. I like this lady.
How many subs did she have?
Oh, damn. We should check her channel.
This is going to be depressing. It's got 17 million.
On her video, she's got... What?
Oh, it's blocked.
Maybe in Japan or something. They're not letting us have it.
Wow.
Oh, it says on her self-intro video, it's already up to 70,000 views in just a day.
Wow, congratulations, Grandma.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Grams. Oh, she has 47,000?
47K. Yeah, 95
wow.
videos. 42K, sorry.
Congratulations, Grandma.
Met a grandma, we like it. Or some of us do.
Yeah. Oh, she's wearing a
ate my
a bunny.
Pussy. Ate my young pussy.
I know, it sounds like I'm a young broad.
The oldest content's only 6 months old.
Hey, congratulations on getting to 42K. Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Ate my ass. It's a young ass.
Trust
Grandma.
Me.
Following you too.
I know this voice sounds young as hell.
Shut up, Better Grandma. Come on the show. We'll learn English
eat
first.
Eat my
sorry.
Box.
Konnichiwa.
Konnilinguswa.
Speaking of fake characters.
Sure.
Tokyo couple caught making stickers with police mascot flipping the bird.
Shit, they're in trouble as hell.
I want one of these stickers.
Me too.
Where am I going to stick
are.
It?
I know, right? I guess Japan has different...
decency rules,
parody laws.
They don't have ACAB over there. Is the problem?
Yeah, they got too much damn respect over there.
They're fucking confessing to crimes before they even get asked any questions, dude.
Yeah,
wild.
I mean, I'm nerds. Not ACAB in America, but I might be ACAB in Japan.
Wow,
shit.
You know,
maybe their cabs are a little too heavy.
But these cops don't have guns, or some of them do, but most of them don't, right?
Yeah,
that's why I'm ACAB against them, dude.
They have fucking respect the Second
yeah,
Amendment
exactly.
of the United
I don't
States
respect
Constitution.
Them.
So it's damn body cams.
So this Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department has a mascot, because everything has a mascot.
Ascot.
What's your mascot, burrito?
Yeah.
It's a burrito?
A little burrito, yeah.
A little one? That's
with what, a big dick. Yeah.
You don't want a big burrito?
Yeah.
It's just a small burrito with a big dick burrito.
It's like a burrito with a penis head on it.
No, it's two burritos, but one sideways.
The space dock?
That's his dick.
Half of it's cancer!
Half of it's cancer, just the back half. Don't worry, like...
Don't worry.
Don't worry. So put this, it in your mouth. It's not contagious.
Mascot named, the mascot is named Peepo-kun, which
Whoa.
Stands for, or which is a portmanteau Whoa. Of the words people and police. And
is there a
Kun.
Picture of this on the article? I don't look
it's
at the article.
People and Kun.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
what
it is.
It's K-U-N, I guess.
Great for radio.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
So the, okay, so the Tokyo Metropolitan Police charged a man in his 30s and a woman in her
That's
40s
Jerry.
With trademark violation after they were found selling unauthorized stickers bearing the likeness of Peepo-kun.
That's trademark infringement, and everybody knows that cops are here to protect business interests and property.
Why is
not
it
only
so
did
cute?
It have a strong resemblance, but it was shown giving the middle finger with the caption "Imprisonment Supreme" as well as "Goodbye Police" written on a bar across
Ooh,
the eyes.
Jesus yeah. Christ!
Skateboarding's not a crime.
Grassroots movement, ACAB.
Absolutely. They're pushing back.
Nice.
It looks like Astro Boy plus Jerry.
Hey, guesstimation unknown. How much did they make from sales before they got busted?
Yeah. Take a guess.
$4,000.
$590.
Yeah. On the dot. Oh. How'd you do it, Jonah Jackson?
My vision pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. 2020?
I wore my glasses.
Great for radio.
With my milk glasses on.
Yeah. What is milk glass again? Like what milk comes in?
No.
No.
It's like what milk comes in, right? The real thick glass?
No.
It's milky, though.
No, it's just a glass from milk.
It's just white. It's glass and it's white.
That's cum.
Oh, cum glass.
On the inside, yeah.
All right.
It could be colored on the outside, but it's white on the inside usually.
That's what they all say. But we're all pink on the inside.
Exactly. Yeah. We all have pussies.
We're just one big pussy.
Yeah, everybody's a pussy.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah, everybody's got an entry point. Everybody got exit point. We're all the same.
It's like God's vagina.
Yeah, I do want to find some of these stickers. That'd be pretty cool.
Cool, man.
I bet you could make them.
Yeah, maybe we should make our own.
Let's just make the exact same ones.
Yeah, let's.
They can't arrest us all, right?
They can't arrest us. We're American citizens.
You can go first. It's all about who outruns who.
Did you say whom?
Yeah.
How dare you. Yeah, just end the episode on a
a fucking pedantic grammar note. Why not?
Boom.
Where are you sticking that sticker, Burrito?
Ooh, I have a problem with sticking stickers on things.
It's a commitment issue.
You know where I would stick it, though?
I know.
Where? Up your ass.
That's the show.
I said split.
Right on the prostate.
Damn, dude.
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude. Prostate.
Toss that sauce!
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you're sticking. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much? Hit 'em up!